to winter, which we're experiencing now, a little differently here in San Diego. You can get Christmas. After you can get the cold weather, the snow, the frigid chill of the air. And then the weather breaks, and spring occurs. The birds are chirping, school's concluding, and everyone's excited for summer. Each of those seasons represents something different. Each of those seasons have a different emphasis in our time, our thoughts, and our focus. Each of those seasons are brilliant, unique, different, but yet the same. Spiritually, we endure different seasons. Each of us here are in a different season or state. Some of you, I spoke with a friend last week. He said, I'm in a season of grace. I'm a little older now, and I'm spending a lot of time just thinking and meditating on God's grace throughout my life. Another brother told me he had gotten a new job, and he's transitioned into giving a little more. He sees where he can give his time, as coupled with his finance, a little more as a response to God's blessing. Another young lady is in a season, I'll call her Ed McMahon, knocking on doors. The Christian sweepstakes, letting people know that God is alive and His Word's available. Each of those seasons, each of those individuals, are different, yet important. But what never changes, what never differs throughout your seasons, throughout your differences, is God's love. It's unending, His grace is abounding, and He never fails us. And though we may be at different places, and may our seasons may change, and may be peaks and valleys in our lives, God's unfailing love is steadfast and remains the same. And we're going to focus on that this morning. If you could turn to 1 John 4:15 and 19. 1 John 4, verses 15 through 19. I'm actually going to read from the NIV. Give you a second to get there. We're going to look at one of the greatest truths and the simplicity of it. And that is that in order for me to spend time in grace as one brother, or be thankful and giving as another, and yet knocking on doors sharing the love of God as a third shared with me recently, the fountain of God's love is where all that derives. And if our focus vertically is intact, then the execution of God's love horizontally will be effective. 1 John 4:15 through 19. If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in them and they in God. And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in them. This is how love is made complete amongst us, so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment. In this world, we are like Jesus. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. We love because he first loved us. We each, those who accepted Christ, have Christ within us. And we're to walk as Jesus did. And Jesus had many attributes and characteristics as the Son of God, as do we. We're unique. We're crafted differently. Our experiences and our exposures are not identical. Nor is our mission, nor is the way we carry out the love God instilled in us to those that are hopeless, those that are lacking love, those whose lives we're called to touch. But what Jesus did first and foremost is he went to the Father. He went to the Father in prayer. He went to the Father in response to what he faced. He went to the Father in preparation for what was upcoming. He went to the Father constantly, always communing, always asking, and always listening. Jesus did many things that we read about in the Gospels. We have Christ in us, and many of you have done many things. But what's the next step in our lives? And that's what we're going to see in the next passages. Jesus Christ had a next step, and he always went to the Father for advising on executing that next step. And in different places and in different seasons, collectively and individually, what's the next step in your life? What does it look like to go to the Father for instruction for that next step? What does it look like to carry out that next step? If you could turn to 1 Corinthians, chapter 13, we're going to read the passage of love, 1 through 13, very familiar with it, I know you are. Actually, does anybody feel led to read?
Sure, I can read.
Awesome.
You want me to read from NIV or ESV or...
NIV is great, it's some of our babes in Christ here.
Okay. 1 Corinthians 13, starting in 1.
Yes, please. Okay. 13.
If I speak in the tongues of men or of angels, but do not have love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I can, and if I have a faith that can move mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and give over my body to hardship that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. And it keeps no records of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. But where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be still. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when completeness comes, what is in part disappears. When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. But when I became a man, I put the ways of childhood behind me. For now we see only a reflection as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part. Then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. And now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love.
Amen. Love, and really we're talking about that agape love, that unconditional, open-handed, selfless, sacrificial, servient love demonstrated when God so gave His Son. The greatest weapon we possess as a Christian, as one born again, as a child of God, similar to Jesus Christ, as a child of God, the greatest weapon we possess is love. The most powerful tool is love. And the greatest attribute is love. We're called to love others. To love others and walk that out in real life. We have to focus and gain from God. Because the look of love with God is the same. It's unconditional. It's that agape. But when we walk it out in this broken world, we don't always encounter reciprocally that agape. Mm-hmm. We look differently. We have different talents, our experiences, our backgrounds, our pains, our hurts, our hiccups, our habits are all unique. But yet we're uniquely packaged and crafted to take all of that and walk in love and touch a soul, touch a heart. Let somebody know that God loves them as a mirror of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ always knew the Father loved him. And knowing he was loved by the Father, fully knowing that allowed him to love others fully. If we can turn to 1 John, back in 1 John chapter 4, verse 7 through 12. Anybody else feel led to read?
I'll read.
Awesome.
Thank you, God.
Is that feeling nice, Stephen?
Yeah. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. By this, God's love was revealed in us, that God has sent His one and only Son into the world that we might live through Him. In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Beloved, if God loved us in this way, we also ought to love one another. No one has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God remains in us, and His love has been perfected in us. By this we know that we remain in Him and He in us, because He has given us His Spirit, of His Spirit. We have seen and testified that the Father has sent the Son as the Savior of the world.
Amen. I mean, it's poetic when you hear those words. Thinking about what was done for us, understanding what we have ahead of us, and capitalizing on the moments that occur. Jesus Christ lived loved. We're called to understand that love. Some of you guys, who's been here has accepted Christ more than 10 years ago? By a show of hands. 20 years ago. 30 years ago. You're showing your age now, folks. Do we have any 40 years?
No, I'm sure.
A 50?
50 years ago. Wow.
What's beautiful is that in 20, 30, 40, 50 years of walking as a child of God, coming to understanding of what that means, coming to the realization of how precious you are, how valuable you are. I can't imagine that journey. I can't imagine for Jeffrey Moore understanding that 30, 40, 50 years ago, coming to that realization, and possibly still growing in his understanding. Had a great lunch recently with a beloved brother, Barney, and he talked to me about life 20, 30 years ago and carrying the Word of God out passionately. Some of you others with a way background, missionaries for the saints, sharing the Word of God with those you yet not to know, the lost, the broken. Going to places unfamiliar, foreign land, and touching lives, the passion I saw in his eyes. And then different seasons occur. Not going to do that for 100 years, but he did it for a season, and it was awesome. And I asked him, how can we take that passion? And currently, and he shared he's in a season of grace. I find myself in a season of passion. Mary Ruth is in a different season, Bob McCall in another. How do we collectively take these resources, package them up as a church, and carry out the church's mission? Well, it starts with love of the Father. It starts with each of us taking time daily. Some of you digest the Word daily to gain better understanding of that love. The love never changes. He loves each of us, whether you pick up the Bible or you don't. But what does change is your ability to carry that out. Your ability to be impactful, not to earn God's favor because He loves you, but instead to touch lives because we're called to. And the question is, are we willing to put time into that understanding of God's Word, to fully understand as Jesus did and spend time in meditation of the Word, spend time in understanding the Scriptures, spend time in walking it out in service, spend time in just sheer gratitude? Are we willing to spend segments of time in our busy lives doing those little things? An apple a day keeps the doctor away, not seven apples on Sunday. So we're called to do little things on a daily basis. And for those of you that are digesting the Word daily, praise the Lord. For those that aren't, consider. If we can turn to 2 Corinthians 2, verse 4 through 5. Anybody interested? Anybody interested in reading, please? If not, I would be glad to. We go to 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 4 and 5.
For out of much affliction and anguish of our heart, I wrote unto you with many tears, not that ye should be grieved, but that ye might know the love which I have more abundantly unto you. But if any have caused grief, he hath not grieved me, but in part, that I may not overcharge you all.
Amen. Warren's going to play a song for us, and while he does, I encourage you to take the 2 or 3 minutes of that song and literally reflect back. Those 50 years, try your best to reflect, Jeffrey. You haven't done I couldn't remember. I can't reflect back 20 years at times. But reflect back to the seasons of life you've experienced, the moment you accepted Christ, some of the transformations, the season that you're in currently. And ponder what that next step is within your current season to better understand God's love for you, to better understand and share that love to another, whatever that looks like. And just take time to be thankful while he plays a beautiful song.
Father, dear Father, here I am, your son. Come to worship and adore you. It's by your grace I come. Father, Abba Father, draw me close to your side. Hear this prayer from my heart, Lord, a prayer born from inside. Abba Father, Lord, I love you. This my spirit cries. Abba Father, Lord, I praise you now like a child. Like a child, Father, my Father, I reach up to you. Like a child, I long for your touch, Lord. It's your love that carries me through. Father, Abba Father, with no more fear or strife, as your son I trust only you, Lord, as you guide my life. Abba Father, Lord, I love you. This my spirit cries. Abba Father, Lord, I praise you now like a child. I worship you, Lord, with all my heart, for your grace has made me free. Hunger and thirst for your righteousness, till your face is all I see. Father, our Father, holy is your name. May your kingdom come. May your will be done. May your love forever reign. Abba Father, Lord, I love you. This my spirit cries. Abba Father, Lord, I pray. Like a child, Abba Father, Lord, I love you. This my spirit cries. Abba Father, Lord, I praise you now. Like a child, like a child.
He loves you if you don't know a verse. He loves you if you've written a book. He loves you if you had a great day today and blessed some people in the morning. He loves you if you slept in. He loves you if you're thinking about the football games that are upcoming.
Mm-hmm.
He loves you. And why is that important? Why it's important is because we understand there's a God, and we understand that He loves us. But love is an action word. Love in action is what He's called us to do. And understanding the love of the Father allows us to execute that love in action to others. And we have peaks and valleys, and we're not all called to do the same thing. And we look at someone's love in action and sometimes frown, sometimes delight, sometimes applaud, sometimes quiver. Each time, wondering, what can I do? Is that what I should be doing? You shouldn't be doing what someone else should be doing. You should be doing what God's called you to. And though there are similarities, we should probably pray. But the day and times that you pray are inconsequential. Just pray. We should probably give. But how much you give, where you give, may differ or change. Try to give. We should probably serve. I don't expect the whole group to be down in Old Town. That would be ridiculous, because you're not all called to do it. Just serve. Wherever you can. You're in a different season. We're all at different stages. Some of the similarities are constant. God's love never changes or fails. But some of the applications need to be in place. Small, bite sizes. You don't need to understand, like Jeremiah 29:11. We don't have to know your calling today, but you can focus on your next step, whatever that may be. And if you're unsure, talk to a brother or sister. Gain some guidance. God works often through people. And if you're struggling to listen to him, go contact a brother or sister in Christ. Ask for some encouragement. Seek some guidance. Gain some counsel. We're going to look at one last passage in John 15. I think we all know this verse and or passage, or many of us are familiar with it, I should say. It's going to be John chapter 15, verse 12 through 17. You want to read that one, Bob? John 15, 12 through 17, if you don't mind.
This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends, if you do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. These things I command you, that you love one another.
We're in a Christmas season. We're all unique. Even our Christmases are different. For some, it's a joyous occasion. For others, it's fond memories of when the kids were at home. For yet others, it's painful torments of loved ones lost. Struggling to compete with the world's way of giving because of financial challenges. Perhaps no one to spend that holiday with in a way of which we'd like. But love will conquer and walk through each of those situations and circumstances. But not just love by itself, it's love through us. We understand God's love, and we're called to carry that out. And the way you carry that out may look different, but lay our lives down. You can lay it down at home in prayer. You can lay it down in service. You can lay it down in giving. You can lay it down in gratitude to the Father. But we're called to lay it down. We're called to lay it down. We're called to lay it down. In the world, we make New Year's resolutions. I've been guilty of that. Statistically, I shared this with someone. 8% of New Year's resolutions, statistically, whatever statistic poll that was, are completed successfully. I encourage you to not make a resolution, but instead a commitment. A small next step commitment as we enter the season of Christmas, as we are about to approach, if the Lord shall tarry, the new year. A small commitment unto yourself, not in comparison to someone else, but from direction for God. Of one bite-sized next step in my life that will allow me to understand that love a little more so that I can touch life a little better. And if you make that one little step, I assure you, God will take you on a journey that'll blow your mind away. Ask Mr. Moore if 50 years ago he would have saw his life that he has now. Ask Jan Margera before Christ if she'd saw herself writing books in Greek. Ask Barney, the Linfelds, Bob McCall, some of the others that have dedicated seasons of life, literally leaving everything you know, laying your lives down for the betterment of people you don't even know, in places you're unfamiliar with. Ask them how their lives have changed when they made the decision to accept Christ. And to the best of their ability thereafter, understanding those peaks and valleys, walk that out. I'll close by saying I appreciate the time to share. I encourage you guys to have a blessed holiday on the 25th. If you have nowhere to go or you feel inspired, we're having a dinner for to just celebrate. And all are welcome and invited. And on that note, I'll say thank you and God bless.